Morning, 5 minutes past six. Happy Tuesday. It's a weird time to get back together.
It really is. This feels weird to be doing a show again.
It's the first one for 2020.
It's the first one for 2020. And when was the last time we did a breakfast show together? Like the last year?
2019.
Actually, now I think about it, when you say this is the first one for 2020.
Yes.
And then I say, when did we last do one?
Yep.
Obviously not this year.
You're looking good. You've changed things up a bit.
Thank you.
You look like a bit of a ninja over there.
What have I changed up?
Well, you've gone with the black skivvy. You look like you're about to start a poetry slam.
I do, actually, now I think about it.
And then some new headphones as well.
All I need is some glasses and then I'll be like a full-on poet.
What are the French hats called?
A beret.
Those ones. You need some of those.
I will order one online.
Yeah. And you got fresh headphones over there as well.
I know. It's all new. I'm excited. We're back, finally.
Yeah, it's not so much the Britney Spears headpiece with the microphone. It's more of a modern kind of Coldplay look that you've gone for.
I kind of feel like I'm about to go on stage and sing or something. That's the kind of headphones I've got in. Sima, your headphones are looking wonderful.
So. Yeah. Looking forward to a huge 2020. But let's get some Ed Sheeran involved. What do we got on the list before, though? We should mention what we're getting into today.
Well, we got a big show coming up just after 7, Fake News Game. It will return, and your chance to get involved in that as well, 64572977. I'll let you know about that a little bit later on.
Also, Valentine's Day is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I am very much single, but I've been looking at some of the romantic articles to get into. There's some interesting stuff you can get involved in if you are all coupled up, or even if you're someone that is like in an ex broken up situation,
yeah,
you can still make Valentine's Day a fun time.
Interesting.
More to come on that this morning, but first, put it all on me, Ed Sheeran. Coloured Talk, Snow FM Breakfast, 20 past 6, first one in 2020. It's Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute. And talking Valentine's Day, just getting a week ahead of preparations, helping out those that are in a relationship, but also helping out those that are single.
Yeah, well, Valentine's Day is coming up this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in a relationship and you haven't got anything planned,
yes,
maybe it's not a bad idea to start thinking about what you're going to do.
Or if you're thinking about breaking up, do you think on the day is okay or not?
Or... I mean, breaking up, it's never good. It's never a good thing, breaking up. It's always a bit awkward. Breaking up on Valentine's Day, oh, that just adds another layer of awkwardness.
Yes. Crazy in love you might be, but you might be breaking up this week. So here's an option for you, right? There's a zoo that's letting you name a cockroach after your ex, Jordan.
So just before we get into this, I love the fact that this is literally our first show back together.
Yeah.
For 2020.
Mm.
This is the first topic we're doing.
Yep.
And it's if you want to break up with your partner.
Yeah, well, you know, there's options.
Straight to the positive topics of 2020.
We're all about making sure that you're prepared.
All right, so you can name a cockroach after your ex-partner.
That's right. And the event is called Cry Me a Cockroach.
I see.
Which is obviously after the Justin Timberlake. Cry Me a Cockroach.
So where is this? So it's a zoo somewhere. Where is it?
San Antonio, the Americans, of course, getting amongst this.
Well, number one, never going to that zoo. What a rubbish zoo. Come to our zoo. We've got cockroaches.
Gets better.
Who is going to a zoo to see cockroaches?
So the San Antonio Zoo, it's going to let you name a cockroach or a rat after your former flame.
Again, who is going to a zoo to see a cockroach or a rat? I go to a zoo to see a lion or a crocodile.
Gets better.
Not something I can see down the back of an alley.
You can feed it to another animal.
I see. Okay, that changes things.
How good.
Okay, that does make sense now I think about it.
All right, so, the event taking place on Valentine's Day. And for those taking part, the zoo's hosting, like, in person, so you can name the cockroach or name the rat after your ex, after the former flame. And then, although, if you're overseas, like us, right, they live stream it.
Genius.
So we can get... What I'm thinking is I think it'll cost us about $5.
Oh, that's quite expensive.
It is quite hefty. But
$5 for a cockroach.
But they'll also send you a certificate of, like, the naming.
Actually, now I think about it, it'll probably cost them more to post a certificate here.
Correct.
Let's do it.
So they'll send us a certificate of the name change of said cockroach or rat before it's fed to a bigger animal.
Do we get to choose which one it is, or do they just say
What, you want a specific rat?
No, like between cockroach or rat. Do we get to choose?
No, you just... get. Yeah, you'd okay. surely get to choose.
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, nah, they definitely pop the option up there.
Do you get to name as well the animal that it gets fed to, like the lion that eats the rat or whatever?
You'd hope so.
Because can you name the lion after your current partner? Or is that too harsh?
That and also we don't know anything about the natural habitat or their diet, so...
Yeah, I don't think lions...
It's not like you can pick the rat and then say, I want the giraffe to eat that because it might not be its natural.
Like, I have seen some David Attenborough documentaries, never seen a lion just chasing a rat and then going, look, I've eaten a rat. It's like, okay, well, we're going to go get that gazelle over there.
we have broken up as well with someone over the last couple of months.
Have we?
Yeah, we have. We've got a new boss now.
I see. Sorry.
New boss in 2020.
I was thinking, it was like, have I forgotten something?
we've collectively broken up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get in touch with the zoo. Renee, our ex-boss. It's time to move on.
We still get along with Renee. It's not like a bad breakup. We're still very much friends. I think we're going to coffee at some point in the coming days.
That's right. So
maybe calling her a cockroach or a rat, maybe not the best thing to do for our friendship.
It's going to happen. We need to move on, Jordan. This is going to help us. But yeah,
you've convinced me.
So if you want to live stream a rat or a cockroach with your ex's name, get eaten. Check it out. San Antonio Zoo. Alice in Wonderland now. Snow FM breakfast. Time. Lovely, the band Broken on Snow FM. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out with you. 10 minutes on the way to 7, and I'm a little nervous, Jordan.
Yeah, why?
Because it's a brand new segment.
Oh, it's got that new segment smell.
Yeah, like a new car.
And something else that comes new.
Pre-packaged.
And some new shoe smell today, haven't they? Like, if you get an old pair of leather shoes or something like that.
Bubble wrap before you pop it.
Yeah, that doesn't smell.
No.
I mean, it does, but of bubble wrap.
What about the foam inside those boxes?
Oh, the polystyrene. Yeah. Oh, I hate the sound of that rubbing together.
Yeah, well.
That's like fingernails on a chalkboard for me.
You're going to love the sound of this. It is today in tabloids.
Today, Junior.
Today's the day.
Feeling it. We're feeling good. We're feeling good, hey?
Running through all your entertainment news. So here's what we got this morning, Jordan. So most of George Columbaris' restaurant empire has gone into voluntary administration. You know, the
MasterChef.
Yeah, so turns out he had underpaid that scandal. It was $8 million in wages and superannuation.
Oof.
That is a lot of dosh.
Mm.
Also, Melbourne's Hosier Lane. You ever been?
No.
So it's that kind of famous graffiti cafe culture lane in Melbourne.
Hang on, I thought that was just Melbourne.
No, there's a specific lane.
Is there only one lane?
Not well.
I haven't been to Melbourne in a while.
There's one that has, like, iconic status.
I see, okay.
This one has been paint-bombed by masked vandals.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, so a group of up to 10 masked vandals have paint-bombed the iconic Melbourne Street Art Laneway, and they used a fire extinguisher as well.
Like, did it have paint in it, or was it just for a fire?
Yeah, full of paint.
So they just painted all over the... What? Just like one solid colour all over the graffiti, so now it just looks like a normal laneway.
Yeah.
That's a bit sad.
I think it might be one of those art movements where it's like...
Oh, is it one of these modern art?
Yeah.
Let's not get started on modern art. We'll be here all day.
It's probably cubism, painting bricks. Oscars 2020. How do you say this? Is it Joaquin Phoenix. He's won Best Actor for The Joker.
Nice,
so his
nice.
Oscar makes him the second person to get an Academy Award for playing The Joker.
Did you see his speech, his acceptance speech?
No.
I've just read reports about it. I haven't listened to what he said. But apparently he started talking about milk.
Right.
Which is...
odd.
You're up there getting one of the biggest awards in acting. You know... Didn't think that milk would be a popular topic, but there you go.
Give it a casual mention. Gang of Youths, this is something close at home. Gang of Youths, Tones and I to headline a Canberra Music Festival. Ruby Fields as well, Mallrats and Hayden James, Cat Empire and the Veronicas.
It's all happening.
Megan Trainor and Prince Harry have made their first private appearance for a bit of dosh.
Hang on.
What?
Did you say Megan Trainor?
Not Megan Trainor, the other one.
Meghan Markle.
That's the one, Meghan Markle.
It was like, Megan Trainor. Well, admittedly, if they were together, they probably that would have been their first appearance together, because they haven't.
That is very true. Sorry.
Meghan's confused.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
I know, it's so inconvenient.
So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have made
that. Have a Meghan Trainor song coming up. Yeah. Just don't say, now it's Meghan Markle.
That's right.
All about that bass.
How much do you reckon they earn from speaking at JP Morgan's Alternative Investment Summit in Miami?
Well, here's the thing. So they're the ones that left the royal family.
Yep.
And the reason they left is because they wanted to just experience a normal life.
Hmm.
So I don't think they should be getting paid anything more than just like $50 or something.
500 G.
Yeah, that's more than $50.
Yeah, that's a lot. And finally, Natalie Portman. She's made a bit of a statement on the Oscars red carpet. Did you see this?
No, what happened?
So she donned a cape embroidered with the names of, like, female directors that haven't won in the past.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I got a quote from her here which says, "I wanted to recognise the women who were not recognised for an incredible work this year in my subtle way."
By wearing a cape.
Nothing more subtle than a cape.
So that's why Dracula always wears one.
He just wants to stay subtle.
He just wants to stay subtle. Yeah, no one will notice someone walking down the street with a cape.
That is today in tabloids. It's all thanks to McDonald's, and we'll give you another update later in the show. Right now, though, Robbery, Lime Cordial. And they popped into the Snowies in 2019. Hope they make it back in 2020. It's Robbery, their latest single on Snow FM Breakfast.
I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. You are fake news.
So this morning, this involves three news headlines.
Yeah, it was in my three news headlines, one of which is real.
Yes.
Two of which I have made up. All you have to do is guess which one is the one that I've made up.
You're a fake news generator. If I get the answer correct, you will hear this. There will be like a little ding.
You can reward yourself with a ding.
That's right. If I get it wrong, then there's...
No!
That's Steve Carell just losing his marbles.
I think I'd prefer that over the ding, if I'm not going to lie.
Do you really? Yeah. Well, he gets upset.
Also, mate, you can get involved as well. 64572977. If you reckon you can work out which one of these is a fake, give us a call. Simo, are you ready to hear the headlines?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I'll read you the headlines. And nothing more. Headline number one. Hyena on the loose after escaping from Nigerian zoo. Headline number two. Donald Trump tweets about the Oscars, accidentally calling it the Golden Globes.
That's got to be true. Surely, that's got to be true. Okay. That is 100%.
Again, Simmer, this isn't how the game works.
Right, yep.
So I go through the three headlines.
Yeah.
And then you decide.
I'm just saying, it's something that it's on brand for Donald.
Oh, 100%.
So, because he does tweet a lot and he does make mistakes.
Yes.
Anyway, what's number three?
Yes, anyway, back to the game. Headline number three. Netflix announces new documentary about how other streaming services have copied them.
That sounds on brand for Netflix.
So 64572977. Give us a call if you reckon you know which one of those is fake.
Find out after the break. Well, after Megan Trainor's No on Snow FM. I think it's so cute. No. Megan Trainor, no. 25 minutes past 7 on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan in the midst of the fake news game.
Yes, Simo, we are. So I have three news headlines, one of which is true. Two, I have completely made up. All you have to do is guess which one is true and which ones are fake news. Simo, would you like the headlines again?
Yes, go for it. Give us a quick run.
All right, I will read you the headlines, nothing more. Headline number one. Hyena on the loose after escaping from Nigerian zoo. Headline number two. Donald Trump tweets about the Oscars, accidentally calling it the Golden Globes. And headline number three. Netflix announces new documentary about how other streaming services have copied them.
Alrighty, let's go back to number one, the Nigerian zoo.
Yes.
Alright, now, unfortunately for Nigeria, they have got a checkered past when it comes to things like princes, so I'm just wondering how many Nigerian zoos there actually are.
Well, I haven't been to Nigeria, so I don't know.
Alright, so I'm dubious on that one already.
What about the other ones? How are you feeling about the other ones?
I'm feeling that DJ Trump is definitely likely to make a Twitter mistake. That's highly likely. It's also an easy makeup story for Jordan. Very easy, simple put together lie for you to write. But then also number three, I think that sounds legit because it's very Netflix on brand for them to be like, let's make a documentary about our issues. Let's have a Netflix story about Netflix. Very kind of on brand, if you like.
All right, so Simo, one of those is true. Two, I have completely made up. Should we eliminate one?
Okay. Yes.
So which one do you think is made up?
Okay, so made up. Okay, hyena escaping from a Nigerian zoo.
Is that the one that you're going for? Is that one that I have made up?
You're smiling at me, which means I think I've made an ultimate mistake. Is that a made-up story?
Simo, you have made an ultimate mistake.
No! Damn it.
That is the true story. Hyenas, there is a hyena on the loose after escaping from a Nigerian zoo. I mean, I wasn't planning to go to Nigeria and anytime soon. I'm sure it's a lovely place. But if they've got just hyenas strolling around, maybe not. But yes, Simo, Donald Trump did not tweet about the Oscars and accidentally called it the Golden Globes. And Netflix are not announcing a new documentary series about how other streaming services have copied them. The fake news game, the first one of 2020. And Jordan takes the win.
Yeah, congrats, Jordan.
You don't seem as happy about this as I am.
No,
I was,
I'm not.
I was so happy I third-personed myself.
Yeah, well done. Here, have a ding. Well
Thank
done.
You.
I didn't realise Nigeria had zoos. I assumed all the wildlife was just that
I mean,
wild and out there roaming the streets.
It is, I mean, Africa has some amazing wildlife. Like, you wouldn't want to go to a zoo in Africa and look out there. But apparently it does.
Yeah, how do they make money? The wildlife is just out there. Why do you need to go to a zoo?
Well, clearly they're not making money because there's a big hole in the fence where a hyena can escape.
Yeah. Get that looked into. Dua Lipa with the new rules on Snow FM Breakfast. 16 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock. And Jordan, we're going. What award ceremony is this one?
Well, Simo, the Oscars happened yesterday, Australian time. Yesterday, American time as well, now I think about it.
Wow, they sound so triumphant.
Is this the official Oscars music?
Yeah, I think so.
Da-da-da. So you think so? What research went into that?
Yeah.
Coming to that conclusion, the fact that you typed into YouTube Oscars music.
Quick search. So what's the story?
Well, yeah, so the Oscars were yesterday. Lots of people won awards, lots didn't. However, lots of people who were nominated didn't win an award didn't necessarily go home empty-handed.
Right.
Because they give out, like, goodie bags at the Oscars. You know how, like, if you go to a function or something, they may give you, like, a goodie bag with, like, a candle and some pamphlets or something like that?
Yeah, there's a complicated word for it that sit on the table at weddings. Bombardiers or something?
Gift bag, You'd go with the posh name, I'd just go with gift bags.
Did I get that right?
Bombardiers
or something like that?
I have no idea.
It's something along those lines.
Bombardier could be a gift bag or it could be a type of French food. I don't know.
Yeah, keep going.
Simo's now Googling bombardiers.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we bring out the gift bag that was given away to the stars of the Oscars is because it was worth, the stuff that was in it was worth over $100,000. And the stuff contained in it, look, I mean, gift bag and goodie bag, there is no way they're fitting all of this stuff in a bag because there's, Simo, there's 74 items.
Bombonieri.
Bombonieri, I was out of it.
We were going to get shot if I didn't get that right.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Google.
Thank you.
You got it close enough. But yes, so Simo, there are 74 items in this little goodie bag.
Right.
That people nominated for Best Actor or Actress, Best Supporting Actor or Actress, and Best Director all got given.
Okay.
Now, we don't have time to go through all the 74 items.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
So I'll just read you my edited highlights. In this goodie bag included things like a 12-day cruise with a specific company.
Lovely.
A luxury car fragrance. Up to $25,000 worth of treatments from a Hollywood doctor, which, knowing Hollywood, that's probably not much.
Wow.
This one has to be my favourite. I don't know how this goes into the goodie bag because it's not a physical thing, but in the goodie bag was a phone conversation with a life coach.
Oh, interesting.
They weren't all this kind of glamorous stuff. They also had a bottle of unisex foot spray in there as well.
Yeah, because if there's, you can always tell, you know, that a certain foot spray is for a certain gender, I assume.
I don't know. I don't spray my feet with anything. I assume it stops foot odour or whatever. I don't know what it does, but here's Simo.
But as a bloke, do you have a particular scent that you would prefer your feet to smell like?
I mean, I don't go around smelling my feet.
Yeah, but
In fact, they're at the opposite end of my body to my nose, so I'm not that flexible.
But if someone caught a whiff of your toes and be like,
Simo, I'm wearing shoes. Who is going around sniffing feet? What do you do in your spare time?
All I'm saying is, if someone got a whiff of your toe,
what?
Because, well, how would you like it to smell? Would you like it to smell like the ocean or like a rose? Because you don't want to have your foot smelling feminine, right?
Well, I don't mind.
Okay, you wouldn't mind?
No, I don't care. What odor would you go for your feet?
Ooh, licorice.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you've picked an odour which very much divides society.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like pineapple on pizza. Do you like licorice or
do
you not?
That's it. Someone would have to be really into me if my feet smelled like
licorice. Or just really into licorice. I've been searching ages for a guy whose feet smell like licorice.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, Oscars or whoever you are, which award ceremony was this?
Yeah, the Oscars. Anyway, so I've handed you the list of all of the items in the goodie bag. It even goes over to the next page as well.
2021, get onto the licorice foot odour, all I'm saying.
Simo, so you've got the list there in your hands. I want you to pick one item. Which one would you want the most out of those 74 items? And Simo, there is another page as well. It's quite a lot. I couldn't print it on one page. It goes into two pages.
Whoa! There's like... That's a lot of items.
74 items.
All right.
And they're all weird.
What the hell is a Johanna Howard home alpaca throw? Is that someone throwing an alpaca named Joanna?
No, that's... I think a throw is... You know those when you're in a couch and they've got like a rug thrown over it?
Hmm.
I think that's what it is. And I assume the alpaca is made out of alpaca wool. It's not actually made out of alpacas.
Gosh, these celebrity types are odd, aren't they?
Yeah.
What is a Mad Mac macaron? Is that a macaron endorsed by some guy named Mac who is also a bit full on?
One can only assume it is. Yeah. I've got no idea.
Wow. How these celebrity types, I tell you, Jordan.
But one thing that's good about them, at least everyone that goes to the Oscars, now doesn't have badly smelling feet.
Sam Smith with his one last song on Snow FM at breakfast. 8 minutes on the way to eight, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, one of your favourite TV shows, is back with a vengeance.
Yeah, historically wasn't my favourite, but something's happened to me. Really into it. Ah! Survivor is back on the telly.
Yeah, Survivor. If you haven't seen it, it's... What is it? They get... Are they celebrities or just normal people?
Or both. It ranges. This season is All Stars, so it's like a mix of people that have been really successful in Survivor.
And ones that have been crap.
And then ones that are effectively, you know, celebrities. You know, like AFLW players, rugby players, models, all of that kind of jam.
And they essentially throw them on a deserted island and they have to do challenges and they only feed them rice and coconuts.
Yeah, and they have to build their own shelters and stuff. Mm.
So that's the kind of premise of it, and you've gotten really into it this year.
Yeah, and make their own fires and stuff. How do you reckon you would go?
Like the lying on a beach, not doing much apart from every now and again having to go film a challenge.
Yeah.
That would be fine.
Okay.
I think the food and I think you'd get pretty sick of rice and coconuts after a while.
How many days do you reckon you could go? So we're currently, it's into its second week, and they've been on the island for 8 days.
So they're not doing, we know that when they're not doing like Bear Grylls style, they're not just when the cameras are off, they're going and staying in a hotel. They are actually living on the island.
They're going, they are.
I don't know, I reckon I could last maybe a week or two. And then, that would probably be about me done.
So the entire season runs for 50 days.
Yeah, no chance.
No chance. Just rice and coconuts.
Yeah, no.
And then the challenges, you have to physically exert yourself. So last night...
Well, I mean, you're eating rice, so you're eating plenty of carbs.
That's right. So last night, I don't think it's white rice.
Is it not?
I think it's brown rice.
I think that's meant to be healthier for you. Yeah. I did nutrition in year 12 and I can't remember any of this.
So last night, the challenge was set. 23 kilogram barrels total that had to be held for as long as you possibly could to be staying into the challenge. How would you go?
Well, did they have them hold them above their head or just hold them?
Hold them.
Or could they just sit down and just put it on their lap?
No, you could do it any way you liked.
Oh, okay, so you could do that. Could you just lie down and put it on top of you?
No.
Then have a nap. Oh, yeah, I've just got a 23 kilogram blanket on.
No, so the barrels were suspended over a ledge and you had to hold them with a string type mechanism.
23 kilos. It doesn't sound like that much.
Okay, because I've got some weights for you to hold on to for the rest of the show.
No. In that case, I'd like to retract my previous statement. I'm a weakling. 23 kilograms is so much, I couldn't even lift it once.
And so I figure I'd take this to the next level as well. So we're going to do Survivor FM, where everyone in this
An employee comes to work, we will hand them some rice and a coconut and a 23-kilogram barrel. First one to drop it is sacked.
All throughout this week, we're going to be voting each other off of Snow FM. So everyone in the admin building, everyone in programming here, the announcers, I'll be collecting the votes when everyone leaves at 5 o'clock on the dot. and then I will read out.
Very optimistic.
I will read out.
Yeah, people leaving at 5 o'clock. Yeah. 4:30, yeah, that's knockoff time.
Well, look, you do leave much earlier, so I'll grab your vote early.
Can I just do mine now and then I go?
Yeah, and then I will read them out live on the show tomorrow morning.
Also, it should be said, just this is for all the people who are in the office who may be listening to this.
Hmm.
Even if you get voted out,
yes,
you still have to come into work and do the rest of your duties for the rest of the week.
Yeah, you don't.
It's not if you get voted out tomorrow. It's not like, all right, well, I'm off to Barbados for a week. See ya. No, later. You still have to come into work and do the actual thing that you get paid for.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I am looking forward to it though. How do you reckon you're going to go? Do you reckon you can hustle up a bit of an alliance and survive? Or do you reckon you're going to get voted out early?
No, I'm just naturally really popular. I think I don't have to do anything. I think I'm fine.
Big call. You heard it here first. Jordan will at least survive the first Snow FM Tribal Council.
I just don't
want
to be the first person to get eliminated because they're the worst in every reality show.
We'll be doing that live tomorrow right at this time. Simo and Jordan right here with you this morning. And Snow FM at breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute, and a brand new segment.
I know, Simo. It is officially time for...
How Good Is. And yeah, I've even got a little thing for it as well.
How good is that?
How good is that, Jordan?
How good is that, as in you're introducing the segment, or how good is that intro?
I'm just saying.
It's not bad. It's one of the better intros we've got.
Alrighty, so what we have is some... Well, you can let me know on this side of the issue. Mm. We've got some issues we're going to deal with.
Yeah.
In how good is that?
Yeah, not serious issues, it should be said. This isn't perhaps the forum to discuss, like, the financial crisis and Brexit and all that sort of stuff.
Well...
Okay, maybe it is. God, that pause in the music was perfectly timed, wasn't it? No, so we've got lots of conundrums that you kind of face on a day-to-day basis.
Alrighty.
I'm going to go through and see what your thoughts are, whether you do this, whether you're not. It's like things that we're all sort of different on. And you can get in touch. You can play along too. 64572977.
Alrighty. First one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here it is.
Regifting. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes, absolutely. Big into the regifting.
You're a big yes for regifting.
Huge. Yeah, absolutely.
I am too, I'm not going to lie.
But you probably do it more than I. Have you Christmas or birthdays?
I tend to do more Christmas.
Okay.
For my regifting.
Hmm.
I did the old job that I used to have before this. They used to give me like a big hamper. And every single Christmas that I was working at that job, I'd kind of forgotten to get something for something else for someone else.
Right.
So I just grabbed something out of the hamper that was nicely wrapped. Here you go.
I feel as if re-gifting at Christmas is okay because everyone's getting gifts. Mm. Like, it's quite a process. A lot of gifts have to be wrapped.
Yeah, you can't re-gift at birthdays.
Yeah, birthdays is very
personal. Because you're the only one getting gifts.
It's very personal.
See, mate, if it's your birthday and I give you a gift and you go... I'm just going to pass this on to someone else whose birthday it's not.
Yeah, it's a bit odd.
Yeah, you're going to get found out. Whereas also, Christmas, I think you can get away with it.
But also re-gifting, like things that you maybe got at Christmas, re-gifting that for someone else's birthday.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's clever.
It's
I'm going to start doing that more.
Wow. Why?
I've never done that before, but that is genius.
Yeah, you are. You are sick.
I'm the only one that just found out about this. You're the one who admitted to doing it.
Actually, that's very true.
All right, should we have another one?
Yeah, let's get into number two.
Coriander. 3, 2, 1, go.
Big no for this one for me.
Really? No, I don't mind it.
Do you like coriander?
Yeah, so you have an issue?
Big no. Big no, well, not just with coriander, but with garnishes in general. Like, you ever watch those cooking shows and they just put, like, a sprig of parsley or something on top just to make it look good?
Mm.
It's like, no, as soon as I get the food in a restaurant, that's the thing I take off and I put to the side of the plate. I don't want it. Go away. I don't want it.
Can you eat it?
Yeah, but okay. It's disgusting.
Because you know coriander... Oh, because there's a percentage... This is genetic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a percentage of the human race that coriander literally tastes like soap. Like, that's how the brain interprets the coriander flavour.
I just love the scientists when they worked out this. They have... This is the coriander, this is soap, and just eating them both.
Well, that... And did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
At a young age?
No.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like
really?
That, yeah, yeah. All three. So there's I'm one of three.
All three brothers.
Yeah.
I thought you were going, all three of my mouths have been washed out with soap. What was going on in your household?
No. So if you swore, did you have a swear jar or something else, or did mum and dad just let you go?
No, mum and dad just let you go.
Why am I not surprised? No. So if we dropped any heavy words or, you know, things that were a bit explicit.
Yes.
We were into the bathroom and dad or mum whipping out the soap and washing our mouth out with soap. Literally. Absolutely. It's actual.
So is it whenever you eat, whenever you see coriander, you just think of swear words because of that?
Well, I just wonder if maybe that's a viable alternative for the future.
If you ever go, well, next time you go to the supermarket and say you have to pick up two items, say some soap and some coriander, whatever you do, don't get them confused.
Tell my kids in the future, don't swear or I'll wash your mouth out with coriander.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, we got one more. Lucky last.
All right, this one here, number three.
Choosing the window seat on the plane. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes, absolutely. That is very good if you can get it done.
You're a window seat person.
Yeah, if you can choose it. I feel like you can't, though.
No, you can. Depending on what airline, I think you can choose. Some of them, like, charge you more to choose. But you would pick the window seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. I'm more of an aisle seat kind of guy.
Why?
Because you can just get up and walk around. And then you don't have to annoy people. Whereas if you're in the window seat and you have to go to the bathroom, you have to get the two other people to leave. Whereas if you're in the aisle seat, you can just freely go to the bathroom whenever you want, which is something that I enjoy about living.
If it's a longer flight, though, that makes sense. But if it's like a 20-minuter, Canberra to Snowy Mountains, or
20-minute, like, what 20-minute flights are there?
I've caught some in the little aircrafts. Like,
really?
Don't you prefer a view?
Yeah, okay, if it's a really short flight, like 20 minutes, I will go window seat. But otherwise, I'm an aisle man, and I think we can all agree, middle seat, worst.
Simo and Jordan with you, 19 minutes on the way to 10 here with you for an extra hour.
Yes, Simo, and I want to talk Lil Nas X. I mean, you'd probably know him best from this song he did, Old Town Road.
Lil Nas X. Nobody tell me nothing.
Posted something on his own Instagram, which has got people talking.
Okay.
You can head on over to the Snow FM Instagram story and check it out. Or now I think about it, you've probably got his own Instagram. It'd be there too. But what he did, last night he posted this. He posted a picture of himself with The Wiggles.
Oh, now that is, that's an intriguing situation.
Now, if you don't know who The Wiggles are,
This. Yeah, no idea who they are.
I mean, if you're over the age of 7 or 8, you probably don't listen to their music a heck of a lot.
Apparently I was big into them.
You were?
Yeah, hugely.
You don't remember?
I don't really recall it. But The Yellow Wiggle has returned back to health, from what I know, because he did have a bit of a scare there when he came out of retirement.
Yes.
For a show. Apparently had to be defibbed, I think, as well. So it's good.
Something like that. But it's very good news that he's back and healthy. But Lil Nas X, he posted a picture of himself, not physically with The Wiggles. He's kind of photoshopped himself with The Wiggles.
Yeah.
And with the caption, Lil Nas X Wiggles Remix. Y'all ready? ? Which has got people speculating. Is there a Lil Nas X Wiggles collaboration coming up? And Simo, like, I can actually reveal this here and now.
Okay.
We have a world exclusive.
Oh!
We can actually now play the Lil Nas X and Wiggles Remix.
Wow, is this is it here?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, so that is an official, we can announce that's what's happening, and I definitely didn't just run out the studio 5 minutes ago to edit that together myself.
No, you didn't at all.
No, that's definitely what didn't happen.